This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning company that's been on our show many a times. Matter of fact, we did a five-part segment with them in the month of July and August. We're talking about Seafair Exploration Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFRX. And with us today is the captain of the Iron Maiden, the Seafair fleet, is John Grimm. And he's going to be telling us about what they're going to be doing for the Bahama victims down there. Captain Grimm, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time.
So tell us about the charity and the relief effort that you guys are going to help for the Bahama victims that just happened the last couple of days.
Well, I mean, obviously everybody knows on the TV here what's going on in the Bahamas. Like no storm has ever just decided to stop and decimate something, and that's, I think, the word to be used for it right now. They're being over there going through a nightmare, as one of my contacts sent me his text. There's a foundation that's set up. It's a nonprofit organization that wants to help them, and we were in contact with them because of the vessel we have that is with Seafair. The new boat is a 38, essentially custom-made dive boat with Lexan glass windows, and it's pretty much punched through any wave. And the idea was to get this boat over there as fast as possible to help with the initial relief, the medical supplies, get doctors over there, EMTs. I spoke with John McDonald yesterday, which is the president of Old Bahama Bay, and he's helped coordinating the relief fund. And then the securing the location, we can deliver actual medical supplies and instant relief, such as water. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get it organized and get everybody over there as quick as possible.
What are the real actions that are being taken as of right now? Is there any real actions being taken place over there in the Bahamas?
Well, right now, you know, like any agency or governments, they have to, you know, organize and try to get as moving as fast as possible, and I'm sure they're doing so. What it is of the smaller companies like ourselves, we can you know, get in there with smaller boats, try to help out as quick as possible with that instant type of relief that I said we can get some medical supplies and some doctors and EMTs over there. The thing is that right now there's no infrastructure, there's no way to communicate. So what we want to do is we want to try to get a boat out of here. We can haul up to 6,000 pounds. We can get a few more boats then behind us organized as that relief starts to come in with the government agencies. But what we want to do is just try to do this quick reaction type of instantaneous, like I said, that feel of trying to make sure that they know that we're on the way.
You know, you guys are based out of Florida. Is it safe for you guys to go ahead and leave?
Right now, as we speak, the storm's still churning right now offshore. It is, as we speak, on top of us, as you say, in a way. We're going to wait until tomorrow morning to assess the situation and then look at leaving 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon to make the first trip over with these relief funds and a couple of individuals that want to help out right away, doctors and EMTs. Then what we'll do is we want to go ahead and see if then we can get a flotilla of boats over there following us, make sure that path is clear. We did speak with the customs and with the officials over there. So far, they have, with the fund, with the Waterway Fund Foundation, they're going to go ahead and allow no taxation and allow those areas to be secured that we will be delivering to. For right now, the idea is, like I said, try to get out of here as soon as possible. We will be doing the first trip tomorrow. We'll go from there and see how it is.
My guest today is Captain John Grimm. He is one of the captains with the Seafair Corporation there, Seafair Exploration. They're on a humanitarian expedition to help out the residents there in the Bahamas. You can find their stock traded on the OTC QB under the ticker symbol SFRX. John, before I let you go, what are your thoughts and how's it been working with CFAIR and what you guys are trying to accomplish over there?
Well, I mean, Kyle Kennedy, you know, and the team that he's put together are very sought after professionals. I mean, they joining the team with them a while back, I realized that I'm sitting in a great place, especially with the they just have a, I guess my kind of description of it is just they have an innovative, a very clear path to success. And that's how I looked at it. I just go, okay, I want to be a part of this. And I know that the key personnel within the, each department just seems to be very professional. And then, of course, what they're doing is groundbreaking. And I tell you, from just my first words with Kyle to working with the company and seeing how things are progressing, I mean, he's just one of the most generous and humble individuals I've ever met, but also has a way of bringing the right people together. And I'll tell you, it's very exciting times.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I actually want to thank you for your time. You know, what a great thing you guys are doing for humanitarian relief for the Bahama people over there. John, thank you so much for coming on the show. I wish you safe travels, and hopefully somebody from your organization will come back on and give us an update here in 40 or 50 days of what's going on.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Thanks for the time. Have a good afternoon.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.